Shalom, everybody. In the very beginning of Parshas Ki Teitzeh, we hear about the Eishes Yefas Toar, a very difficult mitzvah to understand. It's about a woman taken captive by a Jewish soldier. A Jewish soldier goes to war, sees this woman. He can take her. He has to shave her head. He has to let her nails grow long, wear unflattering clothing, let her mourn and cry over her lost family. And if the soldier does that for a month, he can marry her. That's what the Torah says. But what's the meaning behind this mitzvah and these details? What's the Torah trying to accomplish? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin an Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Lo Dibra Torah Ella Keneged Yetzer Hara. The Torah made this concession in view of the Yetzer Hara that the soldier has. With the clouds of war and the adrenaline of war, the soldier's going to take this woman one way or another. But he asked, so therefore the Torah allows it, Hashem allows it. And why? Because, as Rashi says, if the soldier does this, sofo lihios son'ah. If he does this, he will eventually come to hate her. With all of these things, she's going to be so unattractive, so unpleasant, that he'll hate her. He can marry her, but he shouldn't, and he won't want to after this. That's the ultimate goal. Nothing good can come out of this union, so the Torah will do what it can to prevent it from happening. That's Rashi. The Ramban disagrees, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270. The Ramban says that the reasons for all this is Ki kol eile mishpatei avelus, the rituals of mourning. We encourage her to mourn over the loss of her home and her family, so that she'll uproot any avodah zarah from within her. She can have closure over her separation from her family and from her people. And why? Says the Ramban, so that she can eradicate any ember, any spark of avodah zarah that she might have, so she can completely separate from her family. Had she not undergone this separation, she would still be connected to her past, and she'd bring that into the soldier's Jewish home. It's a terribly negative impact on the home. This way, she is completely separated, and maybe she'll convert, or at the very least, not bring Avodah Zarah into the home of the soldier. That's Rashi, and that's the Ramban. A third explanation comes from the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel Perek Mem Aleph tells us that one of the objectives of the Torah is to, quote, train Israel to cleanliness. And the Rambam continues a few lines later, quote, God therefore commanded us to do certain things which remind us that He is in our midst. We will thereby be saved from those evil practices, end quote. And the Rambam says that therefore there are a number of mitzvos that apply to Bnei Israel in battle, because, and again I quote, it will thus be confirmed in the heart of every one of the Israelites that their camp must be like a sanctuary of the Lord, and it must not be like the camps of the heathen, whose sole object is corruption and sin, who only seek to cause injury to others and to take their property, whilst our object is to lead mankind to the service of God and to a good social order, unquote. And it's in this context that the Rambam quotes the beginning of our parsha, then the mitzvah of the Eishes Yefas Toar, a captive woman in war. The Rambam quotes the same Gemara that Rashi quoted, Lo Dibra Torah Ella Keneged Yetzer Hara, the Torah allowed the soldier to take the woman as a concession, a recognition that the Yetzer Hara, of the Yetzer Hara that the soldier has, and it's very, very strong. However, unlike Rashi, the Rambam says that the reason for all of these halachos, the nails, the crying, the clothing, etc., is actually to be merciful to her. The soldier's not allowed to abuse her. He has to respect her mourning. He can't force her to bathe while she's mourning. And even, as the Rambam says, quote, she openly keeps her religion and even continues her idolatrous practices. No interference with her faith was allowed during that time. And after all that, She could not be sold nor treated as a handmaid, end quote. And all this, says the Rambam, is to instill a certain moral behavior, a Torah behavior, in the soldier. We understand that the soldier has these desires. We understand Lo Dibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzer Hara. But nonetheless, says the Rambam, he must treat her properly. He must remain moral throughout the whole process. Hopefully, this will curb, this will channel the soldier's desires. Hopefully, he won't do this. As the Rambam says, quote, thus the law, the Torah, does not ignore the cohabitation of the Israelite with the captive woman, although it involved disobedience to God to some extent, end quote. Hopefully he won't do it. But if the soldier still continues, if these halachos don't succeed in curbing his desires, at the very least, let him act appropriately and in a merciful way towards her and not abuse her. Have an amazing day, everyone.